fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Wednesday, the 2nd of November. The prepper tip today is inventory your library and fill in the gaps. Books have a way of walking away, just what books do. I like the Dewey Decimal System for my hundreds of books that I have. So the prepper tip of the day is to inventory your library and fill in the gaps. We have patient waiting in the green room, my friend, Professor James McCanney. Professor McCanney's website is linked at my links page at thelibertyman.com. Professor McCanney taught astrophysics at Cornell University. He taught mathematics at Cornell University. He's the author of, I believe, 13 books, More in the Way, as he finds time. An advanced amateur archaeologist, advanced to the point where foreign governments consult with him about matters of archaeology, and a weekly radio talk show host. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, John. How's it going?
Well, fantastic, sir. We had some very important groundbreaking news regarding the COVID clot shots, biological weapons, in the last few days. A doctor in Switzerland tested 777 men and women to find if they had a certain substance in their blood, and he found that all these, by the way, had had the COVID vaccination clot shot biological weapons injected into their bloodstreams. Without exception, everyone had elevated levels of a substance called troponin, which is only there after a person has suffered heart damage. Now we have something, Jim, I've been looking for the last 2 years, a way of determining if harm has been done before a person dies or has a heart attack from the COVID vaccination clot shot biological weapon. It's a game changer, in my opinion, and the articles are at my website in the COVID section, in the COVID panel, the 5th article from the top and a 6th article from the top. This is a game changer, Jim. What do you think, sir?
Well, yeah. I mean, that doesn't sound like, at least from what you're saying, there's a control group, which would be necessary for a test like that. You know, to take the same number of people who have not had the shot and show that they don't have the same entity in their blood.
Well, I don't know if they had a control group or not, but within the medical scientific community, apparently it's well known and well established that healthy people that have not had blood heart damage have 0% to 0.4% nanograms per milliliter. That's apparently well known and well established. And you're right, to have a complete scientific study, they have to have a control group just for the purposes of making it complete. But I look at it as a game changer, and I'm sure that there's other scientists and doctors who will be repeating what the doctor in Switzerland did to see if they get similar results, won't there?
Well, the fact that they're already using it as a tracer eliminates the need for the control group, because they already have the control group. It's already been done. And
right.
This is an indicator of heart, specifically heart damage, not liver damage, not, you know, little toe damage.
Precisely.
Heart damage, which is a real specific thing. So, no, this is, it sounds definitely like an important step in identifying, you know, and the next thing would be to have large numbers of people who have gotten the clot shot to go in and be tested for that.
Well, because in this country, most American adults get an annual physical. Most of the time, that also includes blood work. Mm-hmm. Now, in my case, my doctor has not requested testing for the presence of troponin, because he knows I have not had heart damage and not at risk of it. But it's a optional feature that people may or may not get when they get their annual physical, get their annual blood test, to have their blood tested for the presence of troponin. And I'm going to suggest that everybody who's had the COVID clot shot, biological weapon, if they have their blood tested, I don't know about other people, but myself, if I've had damage to my heart, I want to know it so I can plan accordingly. And everybody's going to have a different opinion, of course, what they would want to do or not do. But that's just me. I want to know if I'd had damage to my heart. Wouldn't you, Jim?
Well, yeah. And the other thing is, can it determine a level of damage? Like if there's more of a percentage of it, or a availability, testability, is that an indication of the level of damage? Or, you know, are you going to have a, you know, heart attack or, you know, other issue within the next 6 months? Or, you know, are there any ways of reading more out of that than just you've had heart damage?
Right. Well, hopefully that work has been done. And people will be able to get some advice in that regard. Let's see. I'm looking. I'm doing a quick search here myself.
That would be a question to answer. Yeah, it's true. I'm not, you know, you probably can't answer that online, but that would be a certainly the second question. How bad is it? You know,
exactly.
In layman's term.
Exactly. Well, moving on from there, let's see. Okay.
Have you talked about the new Jesse Smollett case, the Mr. Pelosi attack by
well,
the hammer thing?
Briefly, Tucker talked about it last night, Tucker Carlson. Of course, I've been part of hundreds, literally many hundreds, of criminal investigation, so this is where I have a bit of expertise. Tucker asked, without going into speculation, Carlson asked some good questions. Now, shortly after the events of the 6th day of January, 2021, Nancy Pelosi ordered the Capitol Police to establish offices around the country to protect members of Congress, United States Senate, United States House of Representatives, including her own home. So the Pelosi home in San Francisco, as we speak, and as of last week also, had 24/7, 365 protection from the Capitol Police, which involved armed officers on the ground and video surveillance. Now, the one of the photographs released of the Pelosi home shows a patio door with broken glass, and the glass is on the patio, not inside the house. Now, granted, if a window is broken from the outside, there's going to be a few shards that are going to pop out outward also. But most of those shards of glass will go inside. That's just the nature of the impact of glass, isn't it, Jim?
Well, obviously, yeah.
Obviously. But there's a large pile of glass on the outside of the patio door, clearly visible in the photographs. There is a recording that's been released of the first responders talking to each other, and one first responder mentions that Mr. Pelosi mentioned that his friend was in the home in this recording. There's a lot of questions here. I'm not sure how much airtime we want to devote to this. But there's some very, and of course, the officers responding, who I assume were Capitol Police, because they would be on the scene first, possibly San Francisco Police Department. But they're wearing these body cams, and the police are refusing to release the body cam footage, which is another anomaly. I don't know how much airtime is worth devoting to this, but there's certainly some questions that are need to be answered to satisfy the curiosity of the public. It'll be interesting to see what's done with this with the criminal. This man, I believe, it was an illegal alien from Canada, wasn't he? Here illegally.
I don't know any of the details. Yeah,
but well, he was a Canadian national. Canadian national, yeah, was a, right.
Here's the real issue, is that the news media immediately picked this up, painted this guy as a right wing, you know, that he had all kinds of Facebook pages and things like that with let's say right wing conspiracies. It was election denier. And they went through the whole litany. You can go back on CNN and they went through the entire litany of so-called conspiracy theories, and this guy had them all, you know, and he was related to all of them, and none of it was true. So, I mean, the bigger part of this story is the false news reporting that's picked up immediately upon something like this happening. And then, of course, the news media knows that 95% of the people that read that are not going to go back and follow up to find out what really happened. And so that's, I think the bigger story is that this was used for media effect before an election, a week before the election. And so the people are being bombarded with bullshit, let's just call it what it is, in news reporting. And so I think that's the bigger issue. But anyway, let's move on. There's some other stuff going on the planet, but I think that's the biggest issue.
Right.
And also, there was a report that came out this week that Biden won 16% of the counties in the United States, yet allegedly got, and this is, goes back to the 2016 presidential election also, which I pointed out in my voter study, that how could Hillary Clinton get as many votes as she got in 2016 by only winning a very small percentage of the counties in the United States? The numbers just don't add up. It's just not possible. And so what that means is that these counties, and they're Democratic controlled, there's a high level of cheating going on in these counties. And that's why they're all Democratic. That's why they control the state government, and particularly gubernatorial races in those states. And they're the same list of characters. You know, you have Washington, Oregon, California, a couple cities in Texas, and usually one state like Las Vegas in Nevada, Denver in Colorado, Minneapolis in Minnesota, Madison, Milwaukee in Wisconsin, and the laundry list just goes on and on. Miami-Dade in Florida, and the laundry just goes on. Laundry list just goes on. And so what we're seeing is that there's a high level of control in the national voting scene, all the way down to mayoral level, in these small areas of the country.
Right, right. Well, there's more than 3,000 counties in the United States. In fact, the exact number is 3,143 counties. And Joe Biden won 15 out of 3,143.
Right, right. Which, amazing. How does that work? It's not possible. So anyway, a thing I wanted to mention quickly is the tremendous amount of private space enterprise that's going on today. You know, the news, the big news media are covering NASA things that are going on, the Artemis pretend to go to the moon program of NASA, which, by the way, should be coming up here in November. There's another launch attempt coming up. We'll see if that goes off. Every time they delay that launch, it's like taking a balloon and filling it up with air and then letting all the air out. And, you know, trying to maintain this machine that's a one-off launch system, and trying to keep all of the seals and everything else viable. It's a, but that dominates the major news media. But there's a tremendous amount. I get daily updates, and I have different things I subscribe to where I get daily updates on all the things going on in outer space. And on top of the entire list is China. They just put up the third piece of their International Space Station. It's not international, it's the Chinese Space Station. They're actually looking for people to work with them. They're very selective because they don't trust NASA. But literally, China went out one day, this was back under Mao, actually, and purchased tremendous amount of space technology, and mainly from Russia, which was very advanced, but over what the United States was doing. Yeah, but anyway, China now is putting youth into space. They're developing their young people for space. And in the United States, we're worrying about whether what color underwear the kids should wear, which bathroom they're going to use. The United States is so far behind in outer space now, it's just beyond belief. So that's just a little bit of summary. But the private space programs, there's just dozens and dozens of them out there that are doing very, very interesting work, and a lot of it is miniaturization, where they're doing, like they're called CubeSats is one of the terms, but they're little teeny satellites with a tremendous amount of capability, and these are being managed a lot by private enterprises. And by the way, also, that's a real dangerous thing for NASA to be doing, outsourcing its capabilities, because you don't know a lot of times who these companies are. They might be multinationally owned. They might be multinationally influenced. They might have front agencies that look like American companies. And NASA is outsourcing to these companies. And basically, NASA today is an outsource agency.
Well, NASA doesn't manufacture anything of its own. They have to use private contractors, don't they?
Right, but they were NASA. They were like, what would you call it, trademarked or labeled as NASA. In other words, they were purchased by NASA, but that's not true now. The companies they're using are multifaceted. Just SpaceX is a good example. SpaceX, if it weren't for SpaceX, there wouldn't be any visibility of NASA at all. And so, but SpaceX has many other things they're doing, you know, including international cooperation with other countries and companies in other countries. So, but the bottom line is the U.S. really does not have a space program anymore. And I don't like to wish harm or bad on anybody, but I think this Artemis, I think they're delaying this not because of some leak in a rocket engine or something like that, but because they're really worried that that baby ain't going to make it into space.
We have a break. We have a break, Tim. The call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back. Right back.
Mm-hmm. My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. You want to protect your car, your spouse's car, the car that youngster off to college, the exact same equipment the Department of Defense uses. Well, that's EMP Shield devices. And they're available with a nice $50 discount at thelibertyman.com. Building with Professor James McCanny, his website is linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. Jim, you have a weekly radio show. Tell people how they can listen live to your archives, please.
Yes, John, every Thursday evening, which would be tomorrow night, 6 p.m. Central Time from WWCR Nashville, Tennessee, the James McCanny Science Hour at the Crossroad airs in its 22nd, now going into 23rd year, commercial-free from the same spot. I've had the same exact spot, time slot, at the same frequency, et cetera, for that entire time, Thursday evenings. And we're heading now into November and December, the last 2 months of my year-long expose of the discoveries of my work. So I'm not talking about the work specifically, but about the history, about the situations at the time, et cetera. And people are rather enjoying this. It's a kind of a mini documentary on the history of science and my involvement throughout these decades. So I encourage people to listen to that. And all of the different ways to listen are listed on my webpage.
All right. All right. I was just reading a headline this morning. Apparently, President Biden gave a speech recently where he talked about talking to the doctors who invented insulin. Slight problem. The doctor who invented insulin died before President Biden was even born.
Oh. It's hard to remember those details.
A little detail. A little oops. Yeah. Oops.
Yeah, but this joker that they're presenting at Biden is not Joe Biden.
Well, you've mentioned the difference between the ears of the real Biden and the ears of the stand-in, and one has an attached earlobe and one has a detached earlobe, doesn't he?
Right, and that's just one of the indicators. The forehead, there's face. This guy wouldn't pass even a third grade rudimentary face recognition program at all. Eyes are different, forehead, earlobes, just on and on and on, but they like Howdy Doody in Uncle Bob. When we were kids, there was this puppet named Howdy Doody
and Buffalo Bob
yeah, right. And his controller there. But yeah, this joker they're presenting, in fact, Trump debated this actor, basically, who read from a teleprompter.
Do you think President Trump knew who he was actually debating?
I have no idea. I can't imagine that a guy as tuned as Trump is to the world of, I don't know. I can't answer that question, but it wasn't Joe Biden. I can tell you that.
Right. Which one has the attached eardrum earlobe?
Well, the real Joe has the unattached earlobes.
Okay.
The pretend Joe has attached earlobes, and it's not something you can change with plastic surgery. They've done a bit of plastic surgery on pretend Joe, and I've heard too that they went through quite a few. But all of this fumbling around and handshaking to the air and all of that, that's an act. And it's just to see how far they can go and fool the American public. And then, the American public doesn't respond that the guy that they're putting up there reading a teleprompter is not the real guy that they allegedly elected. That's how far it's gone.
Yeah. Well, I did a quick image search, and I can see the two Joe Bidens here. One has a attached earlobe. The other has a detached earlobe.
Yeah.
Both
yeah,
President
that's just
Biden.
One. Yeah, just one. I mean, if you start looking at the forehead and the... I mean, there's 100 things about the pretend Joe. In fact, people have pointed out that when the wife is with the pretend Joe, she's nowhere near him. Whereas with the real Joe, she would be like hand in hand and walking with him, et cetera. So there's all kinds of other indicators. But this, this idea that he's stumbling or falling on his bike and all of this stuff, that's all, an act. And so, and the fact that people keep talking about it and not pointing out that hey, this ain't your press. Even given all of the difficulties of the actual election process, and there again, what's really more than comical is now they're saying, "Oh, election deniers, you're an election denier." Hillary Clinton is out again pounding the pavement that the 2024 election is already fixed, and don't trust it. And she spent 4 years. Pounding the pavement after the 2016 election, saying how crooked the election was and how it was stolen from her. So, I mean, get your story straight, folks.
This is so blatant. This is a facial feature that is so obvious and so blatant, right in front of everybody. And I'm looking at there's literally, I don't know how many images there are here. What does it say? Does it give me a count? Well, I don't know how many images there are, but dozens and dozens of images of Joe Biden here at DuckDuckGo of both Joe Biden with the free dangling earlobe and the attached earlobe.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really in your face. And when I hear people, even supposedly educated people like Tucker Carlson, talking about Joe Biden, why would you talk about, you know, howdy doody? This guy's an actor.
Hold on, Jim. We got a break.
Comprehensive right services back. Available anyplace, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Fix bayonets.
Leave Eden and Nicole Colgren. Where for many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. As of this week, my Rumble archives are back up full speed. My Brighton archives are back up for the first time since last June. We have some the new humor panel is getting a lot of attention. The top video there, Trump and Son. Somebody spent a lot of time making this. It's really humor, and we need humor. It's really funny. California's just a new life in Texas. That's really funny. Also, there's a couple of new ones. I need to get involved, get in there. And of course, the latest intelligence briefing will be updated. We had some issues with that, but it's being updated also. And of course, the products that you're used to seeing are available. Liberator rocket heaters, the only wood-burning appliance that burns both wood pellets and regular firewood. And, of course, Energy Cleaner is my home business. When you place your order for an Energy Cleaner, I personally take care of it to help you get your life back. If you're not doing the things you like to do because of arthritis pain, what are you waiting for? Seriously, what are you waiting for? if you're not getting a great night's sleep, as my wife, Dr. Moore, used to say, when you sleep is when you heal. You need an entry cleaner. You already have an entry cleaner. Check out the Micro Plus Throws. They're warm and cozy, elegant. You know, only $75 shipping included. You can place your order for your energy cleaner, your mattress pad, with PayPal at my website. You can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. That's 800-592-9543. And we're visiting with Professor James McCanney. His website's linked in my links page. Jim, you've got all your water filters in stock and ready for immediate shipment, sir?
Oh, that's right. In fact, we had run out of the 7-inch, what we call the 7-inch, the gravity feed water filters for a little while, but everything's back in stock now, well stocked, I should say, better than ever before. So, yes, everything is in stock, including all the little pieces and, you know, gaskets and O-rings and everything else completely in stock. So, yes. And so I encourage people that right now, if you use the coupon code John, go to John's page and find the link to the water filter page because John is an affiliate. And then use the coupon code John, J-O-H-N, and get 20% off. So that's going on right now. Get stocked up on water filter products and be water independent. So we got the MR5. Oh, this is important, John. Thanks for reminding me.
Yes.
I'll just repeat this. We have the MR5 whole house water filter. We have the sink filter, beautiful stainless steel sink filter. And then we have the replacement filter elements for gravity. Okay. We just introduced, and this is, it's not on the webpage yet. It's being built right now. Should take another day or two. It's a system that looks like the MR5, but it's certified, laboratory certified for PFAS chemicals. Now, this is a big deal because when you enter that world, the level of certification is very important, and it's certified for 180,000 gallons. So for the average family of four, that would be about 4 to 5 years between filter element replacements. And so that is going up on the webpage now. So places like Michigan, places like Vermont, where you have severe PFAS issues, we have a certified product for that market now. And it's going up on the webpage. And this is a big deal because it's one of those things where it's parts per trillion. And in fact, it's parts per quadrillion that are being recommended by the EPA to have the levels lower than that. So it's almost not removing it down to the level of not being there at all, which is very difficult in filtration. And it's even more difficult to have a certification, and especially for 180,000 gallons, a filter that'll last 4 to 5 years. So that's going up on the webpage. So, John, you wonder what I'm doing when I'm, I'm not twiddling my thumbs here. I'm very, very busy. And these are the kind of things that are going on in the background. And a long time to get this to where it's at right now. And it's now a product that we're stocking and ready to ship. So anyway.
All right. Thank you. Jim, we got our next caller here. We got Andy in Texas. Good morning, Andy.
Hey, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, James, I just want to ask you this. And you too, John. So here we are. We're sitting in a country where they've shut down most of our resources for energy and whatnot. They've obliterated our farmers. You know, COVID took a lot of them out. That's when our billionaire buddy Bill came in and bought a bunch of that. They won't get the nitrogen to the farmers because of the Green New Deal. The trains are slowing down. The trucks are running out of diesel, and meanwhile they're bringing millions of people up from the southern border while we're going to be going into a food shortage and stuff. Now I get to this point and I can see all of that what they're doing, it's terrible what they're doing, but what is the end game of just all of what I just said? What is the end game there?
The end game is to destroy the United States as we know it. Jim, you got any follow-up?
That's the end game. That's what it's been all along, and that's what the CIA has been doing for years. People don't understand who the CIA is. They have nothing to do with the United States. They are the police force of the World Bank. And the World Bank cannot have its one world government with the United States. So the United States has to be thoroughly destroyed, and that's why all of the conflagration between groups, this group against that group, and divide in as many ways as possible, get people fighting and thinking about all kinds of other things that don't really matter. And that's the Communist Manifesto. This is a playbook. This is not the first time this rodeo has gone down. This has happened, and they're destroying private business. John, I get people coming at me, and I don't talk about this on the air a lot, but constantly trying to compromise me or whatever they can do. Compromise is the best word. And it's constant. I feel like Little Red Riding Hood sometimes. But they're active in all respects to tear down the United States. The whole thing in Ukraine is part of that, because it's part of their one world government ploy to, you know, and so and congressmen are compromised. This has been going on for a long time. So what we're seeing right now is the final stages where the foundation is being totally destroyed. And that's what you're talking about now. Game is to destroy the United States.
So go ahead, Andy. They're pretty much predictable here. So, I mean, we could almost predict what's coming next. I mean, are we eventually going to get into cannibalism? I mean, when you got the New York Times coming out saying, is it time to revisit cannibalism? You know, and things, and the UN has mentioned it, the WEF has mentioned it, and they're pushing the bugs and stuff. This whole thing of bringing everybody to the Northern Hemisphere, I remember a long time ago, Zygmunt Brzezinski and Henry Kissinger and all those old guys now, they were talking about at one point clearing the Southern Hemisphere. And they kept asking questions as to when should we do this. Well, notice how they are kind of clearing the Southern Hemisphere. Are they pushing everybody into a dying? They're killing off the Western world. Are they pushing everybody into the Western world to kill them off as well? And perhaps when they get to their 500 million in the Southern Hemisphere, which the Georgia Guidestone said, maybe they stop pushing people forward. Or maybe people are moving out to the Southern Hemisphere as they're pushing people. I just have all this curious ideas because I really want to know, what is the next big play after this? Is it going to be a nuclear bomb? Is it a dirty bomb? Is it an EMP? We don't have any definitive stuff there, but we do know these are all in the works. So what's your best guess of what is the next big thing? And is there a big thing that may wake a bunch of people up where we can all just say, whoa, stop, no, we're done? Is anything like that going to happen? Or do you predict anything like that?
Well, there are think tanks, and their job is to determine how much can they push the public, and then they let back. It's always a push. It's like a bulldozer. They push, and then they come back, and then they push, and then they step back. And they've been doing this for thousands of years. So it's a well-planned operation, and they know how far they can push, always making progress whenever they push. And so they know exactly how far to go, and that the public is conditioned to take a bit of loss, like a football team. Okay, we only lost 5 yards that time. Okay, that time we only lost 4 yards. You know, until it's pushed back, until all of a sudden you're on the goal line and being pushed over the goal line. And so that's, once again, the Communist Manifesto. Piece by piece by piece, divide and conquer. And implement your destructive policies, etc. And it's the same. Control food, water, vital resources, take them over with two companies that control all of the companies in the country. You know, anybody that's independent, sabotage them, get them compromised in some way or another. And, you know, this there's nothing new under the sun here. This has been done 100 times before. And it's working in the United States because the United States has not taught history to its youth and many generations, so nobody knows about this.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, gentlemen. That was awesome.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Andy.
Predict the future. One thing I don't do is predict the future.
Jim, the article Andy was talking about was New York Times published July 24th this year, 2022. The title of the article written by Andy Biggs was A Taste for Cannibalism. It's advocating cannibalism as being a good thing. Very strange, very bizarre, to say the least. Anyway, Jim, I'm always looking for updates on archaeology. Do you happen to have an update on archaeology for us, sir?
Well, let me think. I sometimes get some very weird stuff that comes across my table here through the computer, but I don't have any anything up. I don't have any new updates this week.
No progress on the Nazca lines as to the transmission and receiving signals.
I was actually working on some parts of the antenna aspect of this, and let's put it this way, the level of design, antenna design, which is one of the most complex regions of electromagnetic theory, very, very complicated. The level of design in the Nazca Lines antenna system is unbelievable. You just take one of them, like, you know, there's the bird and the whale and the, you know, the seaweed,
right,
and
right,
the monkey and this kind of thing. And the level of, and you know, and all the level of humor in it is incredible. Like, you look at the monkey and there's three different types of antennas in that design. There's the spiral, there's the monkey itself, and then there's the grid, which comes off of the monkey, which a lot of times you don't see in the pictures, and all of this connected into a giant array. When I was there myself, I remember being there and looking out over the Nazca Plains up on one of the mounds, and you can't see it all from where you're at. You can just see the lines running into the mounds where the atmospheric electricity was sent out driving them. But I was like standing in the middle of a giant circuit board or antenna array, and I could feel it, and I could feel the atmospheric electricity there. But the level of sophistication in these designs is incredible. You know, so, I mean, and nobody knows, the Incas were very specific that they did not, and their ancestors did not do that. They were very aware of things that the Incas did build. But they said, no, the Nazca Lines was, they didn't know. They didn't have any idea who built them.
Right, right.
So, it's amazing the level of sophistication in the individual antenna designs. There's like the hummingbird is one that follows a UHF television type antenna for receiving, and it's directional. You know, like the old TV antenna house.
Well, we call those Yagi antennas is what they're called.
And they would point towards, right, if you are out in the country like I was, they would point towards the city where the signal was directional, you know. And but the level of sophistication in these, and then to design it on the ground and build these precisely, and the ground is undulating there. It's not they call it Nazca Plains, but it's not a plane. They're undulating. So that defies any ability to do it, a design from, let's say, a local mountain, because the Andes mountain range runs off to the east side.
Right.
But there's no way you could design it from a precipice of a mountain 20 miles away.
Right.
Just ridiculous. Right. So it was done from the air. But, yeah, incredible. I mean, every time I look at that whole array, and then there's just the simple antennas and the simple antenna arrays, the linear antennas, etc., just all mixed together. It's absolutely incredible. And knowing that those have the capability of communicating with other star systems.
Exactly. Our next caller is Brad in Massachusetts. Break coming up. Go ahead, Brad.
Oh, good morning, gentlemen. Yes, nothing new under the sun at all. You're talking about a totalitarian tiptoe that's been coming on for pre-Adamic, ultimately. into the cannibal thing, interestingly enough, for research, I've seen you're talking about, obviously, Canaanites worship Baal, cannibal, Cain Baal worshippers, cannibal, so the etymology of cannibal, cannibal. So that being that. Yeah, there's ultimately a cosmic conspiracy that's occurred. And the Bible talks about that when Lucifer was cast out of heaven. You're talking about there was stuff going on that was unruly, and we're just mixed in the middle of something that's been time immemorial. Yeah, I just thought that was
Baal worship is going on today. Yeah. Baal worship is very alive and well today.
We have our last break here. Brad, thank you for your call. We'll wrap this up after the break.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Extendivite really works. Kate. Great for bodybuilding or endurance athletes. I can't say enough about Extendivite. It brings more oxygen to your muscles while working out. I never bought this product for heart health, but to improve circulation, and I am not at all disappointed. I noticed an immediate boost in my gym performance, but I thought I would wait to review in case it was a placebo effect. It definitely was not. This is the most powerful supplement I have ever taken in 30 years of bodybuilding. I have taken everything. Extendivite outperforms them all. The ability to squeeze just one more rep or add just a few more pounds to the barbell depends on your ability to carry oxygen where it counts, deep inside your muscle tissues. The added benefits of heart and liver health I consider a bonus. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, down there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on a frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Jim, you got about 3 minutes here to put out the most important information you want to this week, sir.
Yeah, John. The last caller was talking about Baal and Baal worship, Right. And that is very much alive today. That's what Bohemian Grove is all about. And there's a long history. I don't have time to go into a lot of detail. But the, you know, when you talk about there's a laundry list of about 20 organizations today that all take their root from Baal worship. It could be the Skull and Bones, you know, the Yale group that the Bushes belong to and the Careys and those people. You know, it takes on many different forms. And these people they're taught that lying is good. If they accomplish their goals through cheating or lying or deceit, that's part of the, I mean, it's like the devil. They're devil worshipers is what it is. And they get their earthly reward for doing what they're doing. And so then you have the, you know, but it's, like I say, it's very much alive and well today. And these people do not owe their allegiance to the United States. And they are everywhere. They put on suits and act respectable because they know that if people really know who they were, that they would go out and hang them. That's literally a quote from George Bush Sr. He said that if people knew what we were really doing, they would hang us. That was George Bush Sr.'s exact statement. And so, yeah, these people are evil. They literally devil worshipers. So when they're talking about, when Hillary Clinton talks about killing babies and calling abortion, killing babies after they're born, this is who they are. You know, they, anyway, I could go on and on, but and then just also just remind people to become water independent. As I said before, if you use the coupon code John, J-O-H-N, go to John Moore's webpage, The Liberty Man, and follow the link to the water filter page. With the coupon code John, you get a 20% discount. So anyway, become water independent. That's all I can tell people. And if you don't, you're going to be in big trouble. You aren't already.
Absolutely.
Anyway, John, thanks.
Well, okay, thank you for being with us. We look forward to hearing back next Wednesday. We appreciate it, Jim.
Okay, take care.
Okay, we top the hour break coming up here. We'll be back with Jeff Nyquist momentarily and get caught up with Jeff and what's going on with his analysis of the international communist conspiracy, which is what it is, an international communist conspiracy. Their goal is to colonize the United States and have no Americans. That's the goal, and that's what's coming. So I'm looking forward to getting these updates from Jeff, as I always do. And, of course, we'll take your questions, calls, and comments at 512-248-8252. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Peter Serafine, and I'm the new host of National Intel Report on Thursdays here on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm a gun-owning constitutionalist who believes that the only role of government is to protect my rights. I believe the First Amendment makes us free, and the Second Amendment keeps us free. If those ideas sound good to you, then join me in the National Intel Report, Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Big Tobacco lied, earning billions, killing millions, and addicting children. Today, Big Marijuana is here to market and sell a child's delight of high-potency, pot-infused candies, cookies, and treats. Since legalization in Colorado, marijuana is involved in more than one of every four road deaths, and the crime rate has increased 11 times faster than the rest of the nation. Don't be fooled. Protect Missouri's children and future. Vote no on Amendment 3. Paid for by the Randolph County Republican Central Committee, Ted Sander, Treasurer.
You can't!
can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.